Previously on Rearview Terror.
Journalist Ray, be freed, if you should agree to leave this place.
All right, but I want all the deets when you guys are out of here, all right?
The figure before you is a smooth brown clay. It looks up at you, and you see these symbols on its forehead.
Guys, I think we need to get rid of the last symbol on its head.
Luca has been really focused in on magic in terms of time. What I want to do is look at one of these later images and see if Luca can put himself visually in that time.
His wooden hands are red with blood, and you see both siblings are on the ground, their necks bloodied, and the golem says,
"Add to collection. Perfect the collection. Buy it now."
Whoa! It's a capitalism golem.
Amazing.
The scene just melts from that point. It's like splashes you back to reality and you're with your companions again.
I immediately turn to everybody and I'm probably a little pale but also a little excited and expel all of that on them.
So that solves the question of what happened to them and makes that golem a lot more sinister.
I think it also kind of answers the question of like where April went. I mean, she's part of the collection now.
And as you say that, the picture frames on the wall sort of shift a little bit. They start to shake.
So this house is like alive, right? And hear me out. The ad didn't say anything about not burning it down.
You're not wrong.
I know it's a little extreme. I'm just saying, like, at one point, do we just...
We gotta check the basement first.
Well, yeah, of course. We haven't checked all the floors. We haven't finished investigating. I just want to, you know, just dangle that out there as a possibility. If things go south.
So, Doc, what do you think if you and I, we go in there, we take all the tapes, we know that the inside of the tapes burn, we just start making a pile of that stuff. And I saw the clock that was in there. I say we go in there, we make a pile, getting it ready to burn this shit down if we need to.
Oh, okay. Like a big tinder pile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
You want to do that?
Yep. I like that as a backup plan. But that means if we use the tapes as, you know, as our combustible, that we have to go back through the gallery, which is alive again.
Yeah, and I'm not feeling too hot. I mean, I'm bleeding quite a bit, and that...
Yeah, you don't look so great, to be honest.
Dude, you got fucking electrocuted.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I got electrocuted earlier, too, when I tried to remove the symbol from the golem's head. So there's clearly something here that is maybe reacting to us not being a part of this ecosystem.
Yeah, hey, everybody in the room, yeah, don't touch anything metal. Just want to throw that out there. PSA.
Thanks for the PSA.
I think I'm still going to try and go through the gallery to get over to the lounge.
Let's at least open the door and see what the gallery is up to.
You open the door and it looks like things have settled. The lack of your presence seems to have calmed things down out there.
Well, let's change that. Kind of look at Doc and be like, okay, on the count of three, I'm running. One.
Wait, on two. Three or on go?
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Go. One, two, three, go. Okay, right?
Like, okay, yeah.
So, right? One, two, three. And Luca leaves.
I like look back at the rest of them and shrug and then follow.
All right, and you're just making a mad dash back to the lounge?
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're pretty close according to the map.
Yeah, it's a short way away, although made slightly longer by the fact that there's all this shit. You guys make your way over there, and whoever's bringing up the rear, you can see that things are starting to reactivate by the time you are getting back to the lounge. Things are starting to shake a bit out here. They definitely are aware of you.
Okay, get in the lounge and shut the door behind us. And say, good gallery, nice gallery. And start to grab those tapes and like take them apart and take out all the tape itself.
As he does that, Luca's going to go over to the clock and just be like, I just want to check this out while we do that. I'll be over there to help you in a sec.
Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever. I'll just start like smashing and pulling the tape out.
I'm going to look at this clock.
You're looking at this big grandfather clock, and it is just exquisite. It looks very old, maybe from the late 1800s, but it's been kept in immaculate condition. And you see that written in this fancy cursive along the top, this is apparently a grandfather brand grandfather clock, which actually you would have heard of this company because they've made a few jumps in areas of expertise. They've started doing things like smartwatches these days, but this is from way back in their beginnings. It's probably worth a fortune these days. But as you're looking it up and down, it dawns on you the reason that this drew your attention is because on the, what do you call it? The pendulum?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the pendulum, there is a marking, and you recognize it as the same marking that's on your coin.
Oh, shit.
It's in this beautiful gold, but it just strikes you as strange that this grandfather clock has the same marking as this coin that you found.
Doc, come over here. I was going to show Doc the coin and be like, I'm not crazy, right? Like, these are the same marks. Like, these are related.
Huh. That's kind of weird. You just found the coin, right?
Yeah. I found this was the whole entire reason why I even knew this stuff existed, man. I found this and I flipped it and, you know, with time changes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the coin has something to do with the company, the grandfather company.
Well, maybe this clock can do something similar to this coin. I have to flip the coin, but...
You could try setting the clock or winding it.
Or flipping it.
No, do not flip
Turn
the
it
clock.
Upside down.
I'm drawing a line in the fucking sand here. Do not flip the clock.
For the record, Luca does not have the muscles to flip a grandfather clock.
Is the key in the clock that's used to wind it?
It's running, right? Like the clock is.
Yeah, the clock is running. You don't see any key lying around. But as you're looking it over some more, you do think that actually that part with the symbol that you recognize, it looks like it actually comes off.
Like it's a mechanical piece?
More like it's almost like there is actually a coin inset in the pendulum here.
Whoa.
Looking at this clock, is it like a cabinetry where it's glass face and then the pendulum's behind the cabinetry? And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and pry the door open. Or at least, if I can't, look at Doc and say, dude, you got a crowbar.
The thing is either stuck or locked, so it would require some mechanical advantage.
Maybe that's what I should call my crowbar.
I love that.
Mechanical advantage.
I'm going to look at Doc and give the knowing rebel nod of like, yeah, we're about to get into some shit.
I just smile knowingly and just grab the crowbar and I'm like, sorry, house. And I just start to pry it open.
All right, roll act under pressure.
Oh, boy. Ooh, 4. Ugh.
Oh, no.
That's a failure, but I get experience.
You wedge the end of mechanical advantage into the slit between the opening and the clock itself. And as you're starting to push against it, you end up setting something way off balance. And this giant grandfather clock is coming, collapsing in on you. And before you know it, you are under this wicked heavy clock.
Oh, that escalated pretty quickly.
You take 2 points of harm.
Ah, oh.
And as the clock clatters to the ground, all of the VHS tapes around you start to shake.
Oh, God.
Did you get this thing off of me? Ugh.
Gregory rushes over.
Yeah, Tiger does too. I'll try and help.
Between the two of you, it's no problem getting this thing lifted up off from Doc.
Luca's going to toss his Zippo to Tiger and be like, the tapes, the tapes.
I'll look around at the tapes. I notice some shifting.
Yeah, they're shaking. Can hear the plastic hitting against other plastic.
Toby will start helping out too. I guess he'll try grabbing at a tape to see what happens.
As Toby goes in to grab one, it flies across the room and it breaks itself on the opposite side of the room.
Ah! All right, I guess with the clock off of me, I'll try and dust myself off, but I am technically unstable now. So, Luca, it's nice to be unstable, brethren. I feel like we always knew that, but now the game's just confirming it.
Now the game's confirming. We're just two young, unstable men.
Well, this might be a hot take, but maybe we should get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
I don't want to get killed by 1996, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over that. Survived it once.
This is the first time that Luke has seen anything resembling the coin that he got thrown into this world with. So he's super hesitant to leave this thing.
Is the glass in the clock shattered when it fell? It must have, right?
The glass is cracked, but it's still intact right now.
Can I just grab a mechanical advantage and just start smashing the glass?
Yeah, I think that if you're going to brute force it, just smash the glass.
Oh yeah, dude. Yep.
You can make enough of a hole in the glass to grab that thing.
All right, I will smash it and grab it, as they say.
All right, so you get this gold coin that bears strange similarity to the one that Luca has. And I believe Luca's is silver, is that right?
Yeah, it's like a, almost think like pewter, like it's a really old antique.
Yeah, this one is like a tarnished gold.
I was about to flip this to you, but I'm going to hand it to you instead.
All right, now let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
As you're making the handoff of the coin, you hear this sound actually coming from outside. There is this weird sound like shifting earth almost.
Oh boy. Is everything still stable or seem like an earthquake or something?
A lot of stuff is shaking right now, but you don't feel any signs of like an earthquake per se.
Okay. Should we make a beeline from the lounge to get out of this house?
Yeah, we'll blast right on through with Dr. Slumber. Or we'll die.
I'm still relatively healthy, so I'll try to watch out and help shield you guys if I can, I guess. I don't really know what else I can do. I'll take my trusty flashlight and try to deflect some things.
Cool. So is that three of us that are unstable?
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Stupid clock.
Okay. So where are you headed exactly as you exit the lounge?
I think we're just going straight through the gallery and out the front door.
Okay. Leaving the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You open the door and go back out through the gallery. And things are shaking intensely out here. You see those boxes are coming to life again and sort of dancing back and forth. And you do make it as far as the stairway at the entrance of this house. And what you see to your left, headed up the stairs, you see the golem shrouded in another cloak.
Oh, again?
This is a different one. You actually notice as you're passing it, this one is made of stone instead of clay. It actually looks very similar to one of the statues you passed in the outside of the house. And it is pulling by both arms an unconscious Ray up the stairs.
Ah!
No!
We can't let Webmaster go like this. I won't allow it.
We have to try to save him.
We know what to do. Sever the head. I mean, it's made of stone, so that might be more difficult.
Not for Dr. Slumber. If I can hit.
You're having a tough time against boxes, so.
Well, I gotta help the Webmaster out.
And we gotta help the Webmaster for sure.
Yeah, of course. There's the Webmaster. So he's being carried by this creature, so.
Spoiler alert, he's killing Ray.
He wants to add him to the collection. So, Greg is happy to snatch him out of the... How is the golem carrying him?
Good question.
Because if he's got him by the scruff of the neck, then I may not... I may avoid, like, snatching him away, but if he's, like, Bride of Frankenstein carrying him, then I might try to just, like, grab him.
So, actually, the golem is, like, hunched over and walking backwards, and he's dragging Ray by his wrists.
Oh, okay. Like, going up the stairs backwards, dragging Ray?
Assuming Ray's unconscious, right?
He definitely looks it. Yeah, he's got his eyes closed. He looks a bit bruised.
I mean, if we could just sever those stony hands, we could pretty easily get him back.
Yeah, this one is a lot hardier looking than the others, where the other ones were like artist reference dolls. This one has fewer joints, so it's walking a little awkwardly.
It's chonkier.
Yeah, but because of the lack of joints, it's a lot sturdier. Like, there's not a lot of places to aim for a weakness, per se.
I mean, it's got a head, right?
It does have that head, and it's got the three symbols on there.
I'm going to start up the stairs and see if it reacts to me at all.
Can I read a bad situation again?
Sure.
Okay. I got a 5 and a 4, minus 1, so I got to an 8 total.
8 total, so you get to ask another one?
I'm going with the last one. What's the best way to protect the victims? That's what I want to know. That is why I'm reading this situation.
As you're watching Toby approach the golem actually lets go of the wrists, and its attention is drawn by Toby's approach. So you do have a brief window here where it looks like it's preoccupied, and you could probably swoop in and get Ray.
Yes, Gregory is going to move as quickly as he can to do that, knowing that he is empowered by some divine entity, and that his purpose here is to avert evil and protect the innocent. He is going to be the one to step up immediately upon seeing this opening and seize the opportunity.
Greg is diving in. Do you want to use the protect someone move?
I think I do. I think that would be the most appropriate. Since you said the golem is moving awkwardly, I feel like I have some time. That's a tough. 36 plus tough. Okay, I rolled a 5 and a 6, so I got to a 13 total.
All right. So with a 10 or more, you get to choose an extra effect for your protect someone. And just for the listener, those options are you suffer little harm. All impending danger is now focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy, or you hold the enemy back.
I mean, I guess I will suffer little harm since we're trying to get out.
Greg is diving in and just grabbing Ray. And it looks like this thing is trying to make a swing, but because of its awkward, chunky body, it completely misses you. So you're able to dive back down the stairs unharmed.
All right, now that we've got Ray, let's get the hell out of here.
Are you all leaving the house?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Unanimous.
Who's taking the lead here? Who would be the first one to the door?
Not Luca.
I'll go. I'll be the first one. I've had just about enough with this house.
Doc, as you reach for the knob and you start to turn it, of course, it does not budge.
Oh my god, I'll like throw my head back and be like, ugh, of course.
And you hear the golem awkwardly yells down,
collection. Keep collection.
What's the door made out of?
Looks like standard wood.
I like look at everyone and then look at the door and then just like try to bash through it.
Okay, are you using anything in particular?
Yeah, I'll use mechanical advantage because actually, you know what? I don't want to get shocked again. So maybe I won't use a metallic object.
If you don't act quickly, Greg is going to just charge through this.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to just kick it. I'm going to just try and kick it.
Go ahead and roll act under pressure.
A 7.
For 7 through 9, the keeper is going to give you a worse outcome, hard choice, or a price to pay.
Oh boy. Those are all fantastic.
You are able to kick down the door. It busts off the hinges, and you guys run out into the night air. See that the sun is completely set now. You're met by a starry sky. And as you guys look back behind you, you see that all of those cypress trees that were being weighed down by Christmas lights, they're starting to get ripped out of the ground itself.
Like they're ripping themselves out, or like something is ripping them out?
The roots are getting torn out of the earth below, and you see the way that they've kind of bowed into the house, it looks like the house is now using them as legs almost. As these bent trees come free from the earth below them, they start moving almost like a spider would.
Oh, should we just like burn these mothers down before they can like lift this thing up? They're just trees, right?
Yeah, they're pretty tall trees, but they are trees.
Oh, I hate to be the guy that's always just like set it on fire, but you know, I don't have any better ideas.
Yeah, I mean, how hard is it to set a tree on fire though? Like, damn. I don't know.
Yeah.
You need a lot of fire.
That's a lot of fire. Maybe we just get the hell out of here? Is that insane? just completely punting and just being like, bye.
End of mission. See ya.
I mean, all I'm saying is we saved Ray, so it's not a total loss.
Hey, that's not a total loss. All right. Fuck this house. Fuck the collection. I'm out.
We cannot come in, create this monster of a house and leave.
This Baba Yaga like, situation.
You know what? Peace. This house is just going to walk anywhere and continue its collection building, but whatevs.
What do you suggest, Luca?
I'm going to try and rewind this bitch so that we're still inside, because I think going outside and watching this thing transform, I still think we have to kill whatever's in the basement.
Luca's right. We never actually explored the basement. Granted, it was too threatening to explore the basement.
Right. If we kill whatever's in the basement, it may not turn into a tree walking house monster.
But also, like, we're all like in really rough shape. We're in no condition to like battle it out with the soul of this fucked up house.
Although I guess I could probably heal, or, like, I can't remember how many times.
I would say Toby's probably run out of the good stuff by this point. He's used it twice, I think.
Yeah.
No more band-aids.
Either way, Lucas sees all this shit happening, and he's going to close his eyes, and even though he's unstable, he's going to cut his hand with his knife and flip his coin, because he's going to try and rewind some time here to get us back into the house so that we are not outside with this thing going crazy. So keep, I'm gonna roll and then you're gonna tell me what it is.
All right.
Oh, it's a six, so it's a miss.
Oh, oh boy.
God damn it.
Are you feeling lucky?
Is it tails or heads, my friend?
It is heads.
That slows time down.
On a miss for slowing down time. You've slowed down time, but the effect has left you and the monster at normal speed. The hunters are slowed for an amount of time at the keeper's discretion and are fully aware of the anomaly.
You son of a gun.
Yeah. So let me just put this into perspective, right? Luca, who is socially inept, does not like to be the lead in anything, is still trying to figure out this whole entire spells and magic and monster thing, is now the only one left at the same time as the monster and just basically unstable in no way to really heal.
None of us can help you because we're all moving through molasses right now.
Luca looks on in horror as all of his friends are basically frozen. They're moving just very slowly. But you watch as this house, which has now become more like a house spider, has lifted all these tree trunks and is now walking forward. And each time those trunks hit the earth, the whole ground around you shakes.
He's gonna do the move burn everything. When you use magic to inflict harm, you can choose to inflict 3 harm, area magic, obvious, or 3 harm, ignore, armor, magic, obvious.
What area exactly of the house are you aiming for, if anything in particular?
I'm gonna do 3 harm, ignore, armor. I'm gonna go for one of the legs, one of these trees.
And you're gonna roll use magic for that?
Use magic, which I have +2 for weird, so... 7, 8, 9.
So you do have to choose a glitch for that.
Oh, that's right. So the glitches I have for options are the effect is weakened, the effect is of short duration, you take 1 harm, which no, can't do that.
What are you at right now?
5, I think, 5 harm. The magic draws immediate unwelcome attention, or it has a problematic side effect. A lot of those don't sound great. So I'm going to say it takes unwelcome attention.
Bro, you're about to get splatted.
You watch as the flame spreads across one of the frontmost tree trunks, and it's a big explosion. You watch as it instantly lights a flame, and that flame begins climbing up the trunk, up to the branches, past all the Christmas lights, and does start to spread to the house roof itself. But as it's catching flame, it's almost like the house has honed in on you individually, and it's charging forward, boom, boom, boom. The earth shakes each time it steps towards you. And with that flaming tree trunk, it just whacks you dead on right in the face for 3 harm.
Yeah. So I'm dead. Like, I'm beyond my health limits at this point.
Luca has passed. And as Luca lays lifeless on the ground, his magic fades and the rest of you guys return to normal speed. And you see that your friend is just laying lifeless on the ground, sort of smoldering from the hit that he took.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, can't you use luck to negate harm?
You can.
I mean, I don't want to be dead. So let's remove those 2. Keeper, that didn't happen.
Okay. Luca, you actually do experience all of that. You watch yourself die, but are you going to make the willful decision to use a luck point?
I am. I'm going to take one of my very limited luck points to make sure that my sweet, sweet boy is alive.
All right. So you watch that action reverse. You watch the tree trunk moving away from your face. And this time when it comes towards you, it misses you completely. You feel something hot in your pocket, though.
Is that a pickup line? I'm not going to ignore the hot pocket.
Well, when you put it like that,
you grab what was once a gold coin that came from the grandfather clock, is now blood red.
Ooh. I have a question for you, too.
Yeah.
Luca felt himself die. And then I used the luck and then saw everything. Is Luca present of all of that?
Yeah, Luca knows what happened. He experienced both realities.
So Luca, his main temptation as a hex is vengeance. So anytime I get presented with an opportunity for vengeance and enact vengeance, I need to roll act under pressure to resist giving in to the temptation.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Which is not good. I have a 0 for that. I got a 5. So I am full bore hex. I'm not thinking on good terms now. Luca is just fully focused on vengeance.
All right. So the rest of you, you guys have returned to normal speed, and you see that something has changed about Luca's demeanor.
He flips the fucking coin. Doesn't know what it does. He just wants to kill this thing.
Why don't you roll a use magic for me?
Certainly. 7. Thank God for +2.
Even though you don't know what's going to happen exactly, why don't you pick a glitch?
Has a problematic side effect.
As the coin lands, you watch the flames that have spread to the roof now start to accelerate across the entire house, way faster than they should. It's almost like the whole house was lit with oil beforehand. You just watch this whole thing burst into flames before you. And you and your friends are standing before this, kind of dumbfounded at what's happening. And suddenly, there's just this shockwave that blasts you all backwards as the house literally just explodes, sending shrapnel everywhere. And you're all forced back, basically banging into the bus. And you all take 1 point of harm.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I assume burning wreckage is sort of falling everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh my god. Luca, how did you do that?
I have no idea, man. Just flip the coin. I want that thing dead. Look at it. It's beautiful. It's fucking awesome, man.
That is pretty fucking metal.
And Luca, you look down at the coin that you flipped, and it's returned to its gold hue again. Gone is that blood red shade.
Tiger stares intently, but says nothing.
Since Luca's seeing the effect that he had on everybody and what just happened, and A, really freaked out, also really, like, this is what he wanted. He wanted to learn more about magic and what was possible, so he's in some regards going, holy shit, like what? And then other regards being like, that was awesome. But he's looking over at the rest of the group, and especially the people that are really, really hurt, and some people that are almost dead, and dread, just filled with dread.
I'm going to dust myself off and look over at Ray and be like, I think you got a good story, buddy.
Holy shit. I'll say, this is going to be front page, baby.
Webmaster, are you all right?
Yeah, I have a few bruises, but I think I'm going to be all right. Thanks, guys. I really owe you one. Hey, what happened? Did that house just explode?
I feel like we're all going to have to move forward with the, it was a gas leak
propane
scenario
tank.
For, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a total freak accident.
Bad hookup.
In fact, we smelled gas when we first walked into the place, you know, it was just a dead giveaway.
Hadn't been serviced for years, I heard.
I am feeling pretty lightheaded, and then he goes unconscious.
I'm going to look around to see if there are any other witnesses to this massive explosion.
So you see that a few neighbors have started to come out of their houses, most of them elderly themselves. I see like an old woman in a bathrobe and slippers comes out, adjusting her glasses, trying to figure out what's happening.
Well, I might call 911 if just in case anyone else hasn't.
If you go to call the police, I'm going to like reach out and push it down and be like, uh-uh. We got to get out of here, dude.
All right, well, if we're not going to call an ambulance, we at least got to get these guys to a hospital.
What, Ray?
Look at all of you.
I just give the thumbs up.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
All right, are you guys leaving the scene?
Yeah, I think it's a nice scene to think that we get into a van and drive away with flames in the background. And just... yeah.
Listen, the bus was already scorched in the back, and I feel like this is just, like,
adding
to it.
Toby will look over. Gregory, are you good to drive?
Of course, man. Got some drive left in me.
I want to put as much distance between us and that fucking house as we can.
All right, you guys board the bus. Are you bringing Ray with you?
Yeah, he's unconscious, so, yeah, we got to get him to some help.
We must take the webmaster.
You guys all bring yourselves and Ray aboard.
It's a little cramped. It was already a little cramped.
Yeah. You're going to have to find space for your new friend.
Oh, anything for the webmaster.
Here, take my bed. Greg, are you driving off?
Yeah, Greg will take one last look at the burning wreckage in the rearview mirror of the bus and take off.
You drive into the night until that fire is just a slight red on the rear horizon. And as you're driving away from the Halverson house, you swear you catch something out of the corner of your eye. You check the rearview mirror again, and standing there behind the bus is a huge, emaciated bull. Pale hide, ribs bulging through its sides, and between its long, curved horns are these bloody red eyes that stare at you with an intensity that you've never seen from an animal before. And then you turn to look again, and it's gone.
Whoa.
And that's it for mystery number one of Rear View Terror.
Woo! Holy shit. That just escalated so quickly.
That was wild.
And talk about a backfire with a coin flip.
So many moments in that where, like, a good die roll could have completely changed the outcome, but like we just got decimated in the second half with our dice rolls.
We suck at rolling dice. I was thinking about changing my dice. Even with the ones that I got sevens, I had five on dice on every single one of them. Thank God I had plus two for weird.
I will also say I'm still like so fucking confused.
That was one where I was just like, we didn't solve the mystery. We just got out alive. That was the most terrifying game of Clue I have ever played.
As we end a mystery, we get to answer some end of mystery questions, which are another way for you guys to earn experience. So the questions we have are, did we conclude the current mystery?
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that's a big check. Did you save someone from certain death or worse?
Our boy Ray!
Webmaster!
Yeah, you failed April, sadly, but you did save Ray, so that's a point for you guys.
Why you gotta go bring up April's death like that? Listen, this isn't a win-or-lose kind of game, all right? Just because a few people died doesn't mean we lost.
Next question. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Houses can come alive.
That there's more than one coin that is in existence?
What did we not learn from that mystery?
Did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
We got time slowed down on us and we were aware of it, so that's something to think about.
Also, Gregory has super strength or something.
Yep, Gregory has super strength.
All of us are relatively new to each other, that we definitely learned quite a bit about the hunters.
So you guys answered more than two questions, yes, so you get to mark 2 points of experience.
Woohoo!
Anybody level?
Tiger's got to be close, right? You got like four?
I'm at four right
Same.
Now.
Oh yeah, is it five to level up?
Yeah, if you get 5 experience points, you get to level up, which means you get to choose new moves, certain playbook upgrades, good stuff all around.
I'm just telling Tiger where he can actually mark his experience on the sheet.
G4. Oh, you know, I was looking for checkboxes like health and luck.
Oh, so, that's fair. Okay. Yeah.
I think they are checkboxes on like the PDFs.
They are.
So yep. That makes sense. Yep.
It's Bobby's fault.
It's all Bobby's fault.
Damn it, Bobby.
I put together this beautiful but terribly flawed character sheet. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's just like us, guys. It's beautiful but terribly, terribly flawed.
Wait, so Tiger's almost... And Doc. Tiger and Doc are... They're going to be going up a level next time, maybe.
Yep.
Guys are super close.
You can really get stuff done when you let yourself get crushed by a grandfather clock.
Or a bunch of Christmas decorations.
Oh my god, or Easter decorations.
Yep. Both of Jesus' birthdays. Got nailed by them both.
I'm kind of sad you guys never went back to the attic. It's a shame.
I mean, we couldn't get in. It was fucking artillery fire.
Fucking boxes.
Suppressing fire from baubles. Trinkets and baubles.
Yep. Exactly. I went there too. Yeah, that was, I mean, like, I'll be honest, that felt like a season finale. Like, multiple people almost died, and the whole thing went down in flames, and we just ride off into the sunset. That's not a pilot, guys.
This is how you start as a team. This is like, you figure out your weaknesses first, and then you work from
there.
Oh,
is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Boxes are not good for Tiger.
I'm scared of them now.
See, maybe I should change the health and luck to manual entry then.
To match XP?
Yeah, if we're afraid of boxes.
Oh man.
That's a good one.
That's a little Excel joke for you guys.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go.
Oh my god.